Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The 2020 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race got underway in Fairbanks yesterday. 29 pro-class teams started the 2,400-mile race Sunday at Pike's Landing on the Chena River.
2, 1, go! Team number 10 out the chute.
Team 10 is two-time defending champions Mike Morgan and Chris Olds. Over 400 miles into the race at Galena this morning, Team 7, which pairs past champs Tyler Ackelstad and Nick Olstad, were in the lead and had averaged over 78 miles per hour getting to Galena. KIYU reports from Galena that Ackelstad and Olstad traversed the 409 miles from Fairbanks to Galena on Sunday in 5 hours 13 minutes and had a 3-minute lead over Cody Barber and Robbie Shackle. Morgan and Olds were only 6 minutes behind the leaders in Galena. New rules for this year's race feature mandatory layovers for all teams in Galena at the end of day one and in Kotzebue at the end of day two before sending them on to the traditional halfway point in Nome on Tuesday. Jesse Crumbly and Christopher Collins are the only team from Kotzebue in the race. Crumbly says competitors were hungry for information about the new stretch of trail.
They asked us for GPS tracks and shortcuts, and I'm saying, what shortcut? You need to stay on the trail.
The 450 miles of river portage and coastal trail between Galena and Kotzebue will be made even more challenging today as heavy snowfall and high winds are forecast all across western Alaska. Racers will be allowed to choose their layover location on the second half of the race from Nome to Big Lake, where the finish is scheduled for Saturday. Four teams have scratched so far. A project in the works will bring wireless broadband internet to all of Alaska via microsatellites. Alaska Public Media reports that the Alaska part of the network, called the Aurora Satellite System, is the project of Pacific Dataport Incorporated. Pacific Dataport CEO Chuck Schumann says a washing machine-sized satellite locked into a convenient orbit for Alaska will work with a system of smaller satellites circling the globe. Schumann says the first of those micro-satellites were recently launched into space from Kazakhstan.
It is a new concept to launch that many satellites at once. So you had 8 rings of 4 with 2 stacked on the top, and then they dispense them out a couple at a time.
Customers will need a receiver to pick up the broadband signal from space, and Schumann says the plan is for basic packages to start at $100 a month. Despite competitors laying fiber optic lines to bring broadband to some parts of rural Alaska, Schumann says satellite-based broadband can be cheaper and available much more widely.
It can be less expensive to do this by satellite than to lay fiber to every location in Alaska. That can be a very expensive proposition.
Schumann says the single larger satellite that will provide Alaska service is set for launch on a SpaceX rocket in December. The Alaska Supreme Court issued an order Friday allowing the campaign to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy to begin collecting signatures. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that in a separate filing, the court agreed to hear an appeal seeking to block the recall on a sped-up schedule. Oral arguments will be held on March 25th. Recall Dunleavy campaign manager Claire Pywell says the group is grateful.
The movement is now full speed ahead, and we're going to be collecting signatures in February.
The court directed the state's Division of Elections to immediately prepare petition booklets for the recall group. Pywell expects to receive the booklets this week.
We ask all Alaskans to stay tuned and make a plan to sign again, bring those 2 friends, and help us collect these signatures in record time.
The campaign gathered more than 46,000 signatures to apply for the recall. It will need more than 71,000 to hold a recall election. Anchorage Superior Court Judge Eric Arseth last month reversed the state Division of Elections decision rejecting the recall. The state and an organization supporting the governor called Stand Tall with Mike appealed the decision. Then Arseth issued a stay that halted the collection of signatures until after the Supreme Court decided on the appeal. Friday's order allowed signature gathering to proceed. The order says Arseth, quote, did not expressly consider the harm to recall Dunleavy from a stay, and as a result it appears to have applied an incorrect analysis, end quote. Assistant Attorney General Maria Barr says the Department of Law has communicated with the Division of Elections about the developments.
The division is prepared to proceed according to the order issued by the Alaska Supreme Court lifting stay pending appeal.
Officials with the Stand Tall with Mike group did not immediately return a call seeking comment. and Dan Bross.